Points usually covered by labor management cooperation programs. So whenever an industry or any organization who is implementing this labor management cooperation programs, they have there are some common points which are always discussed. So that is one, that is sharing of information, which we have already discussed. Discussion, consultations and negotiations on matter outside the collective bargaining agreement, which may cover among other areas of management decisions. Now here we go for different techniques like discussion, consultation, negotiation. Negotiation means say for example wages. I have given you an example of wages, wherein the demand was somewhere around 692, but the offered was 350. So somewhere a common point has to be fixed, and there is negotiation. Now there are some areas where the management is seeking help for taking decisions. That is personal policies. Personal policies relate to, for example, say timing of work, leave policies, late mark policies, etc. So these all are part of personal policies. Production plans. Now when the production is high, when overtime needs to be done, and all the futuristic plans related to production comes under the production plan. Business expansion programs. If any industry or business is supposed to expand, or any department, additional department, so these plans also need to be discussed among the employees. Productivity improvement. Now when we want to be very competitive in the market, we need to be very productive, and we need to be ongoingly improvise ourselves or our processes or our products. So for this also management will seek creative ideas from employees. Productivity gain sharing programs. Now what is gain sharing programs? When I talk about gains, gains are always all in monetary terms. So higher the profits, we decide some percentage that needs to be given back to the employees who have actually put lot of efforts. Job security. Now we have realized that too many jobs are now on contractual basis. So once the contract ends, employer is in a more powerful position whether to renew it or not. So sometimes this job security somewhere affects the productivity of the employee. So job security plays a very major role when it comes to efficiency and productivity. Improvement of quality of work life, occupational health and safety programs, introduction of new technology and machinery, retrenchment programs, business mergers or closures, workers' welfare and livelihood programs, sports, recreation and social activities. So all these points which we discussed are towards creating a productive workforce and designing some programs and policies which are of common interest in a joint consultation. Now what are the benefits that worker can derive from LMC programs? So here the workers get an opportunity to participate in policy and decision making process. So here all the workers or I may say their representatives will get an opportunity to participate while framing the policies, and they can put forward their point of interest while framing the policies. A channel of communication to top management. Now sometimes our grievances, our suggestions are not given importance, and we are not able to take it to the top management, and the top management people even are not able to identify those people who are contributing their creative ideas. So through this scheme, employers and as well as the workers will be able to reach to the top management people and put forward their ideas. Means to make inputs in solving operational problems and management plans effective workers in the workplace. Avenues for employees to air complaints that cannot be appropriately addressed in the grievance procedure. Now what is grievance procedure, we will discuss later, but for your understanding, grievance means any point of conflict that we are not satisfied with any point. Say for example, drinking water is not that hygienic, or the place where I work is very dirty. Now, repeatedly, I may have complained, you know, the concern authority. But now that has not been addressed. What we do, we collectively go and put it forward in a form of writing that becomes a grievance. In short, you can understand this now. So, what happens exactly is, now when we are into labor management cooperation program, we have an access to reach to the top authorities and we can address such issues which are not resolved at the grievance procedure. Opportunity to demonstrate that the union is a responsible organization within a constructive role to play beyond the traditional contract negotiations and grievance settlement. So earlier when we talk about trade unions, they were restricted, you know, to a particular role, that is signing of agreements and contracts which are of mutual interest, etc. But when we talk about LMC, they have more role to play, like giving suggestions, improvising the process, etc. Opportunity for self-improvement and on-the-job leadership training. Now, some were taking decision. Okay, who takes the decision? The leader takes the decision. So, here when we are talking about lower level employees or employee representatives, they, by involving themselves in the decision making process with the management, are somewhere creating that leadership skills within them. And on the job means while performing the job, they are not being sent to some institute wherein they will be taught the management lessons. But here, by participating itself in the decision making process, they are enabling themselves to think in a different way, understand the management perspectives and take the decisions. Benefits management can derive from LMC programs. It is a forum to share information about business conditions, quality problems, product development and other matters that demonstrate the role of employees in the success of the enterprise. Now, here if we see employer's point of view, employers get an opportunity to interact with employees, share his problem, put his point forward. Now, there are some quality concerns. If you directly, you know, point out a single employee, he may be reluctant to accept that. But then when we are putting forward this as an issue, that this issue company is facing, employee themselves may give some suggestions to improve on it. An opportunity for advanced discussion of operational problems and plans. Now, employees are the people who actually work on machines, actually works on the process. They are in a better condition to explain how it can be improvised or what are the problems that they are facing while this process is. Or if we are bringing in some new technology, what will be the possible effects? So, they get a two-way communication, you know, there may be a better feedback system created through this type of programs. A mean to relate with the union without being bogged down in labor relation issues. That means through this continuous, you know, labor management cooperation programs, employer or organization also get a chance to interact with the trade union on other matters rather than only complaints and conflicts. Opportunity to demonstrate responsiveness to constructive suggestions and valid complaints of employee in improving the workplace. Here we are talking about both suggestion and complaint. So if we have received, we means the employer receives a very creative idea or suggestion, he may implement that. And there are some genuine complaints which needs to be resolved to, you know, have a smooth ongoing process on the work or on the floor, that can be done. Means to tap the large reserves of know-how and creativeness of employees. Now, when we talk about suggestion and creative ideas, number of employee will, you know, contribute to this suggestion schemes. But then management will be able to identify some among the large pool of employees, some are really creative and idea. And creates and contributes good ideas. So he can, or the employer or the organization can reserve this talent with them by providing them, you know, further training or maybe promoting them to some leadership positions, etc. A channel of communication with employees. enhancement of human factor in organizational effectiveness. So rather than, you know, computers and technology takes it away, we have a human touch when we meet face to face, we talk to each other. So here somewhere we are creating that human impact. Steps in the formulation of LMC programs. Now here there are some standard steps which may not be followed, you know, by every organization. They may alter by adding one or two more into it, but then this is just a standard format, or you can say standard steps which can be used to whenever you are planning to set up a LMC in an organization. Orientation on labor management cooperation. That is, first of all, the employee needs to know what is exactly labor management cooperation, how it is going to benefit me or the employer, or it is going to, you know, give me benefits. So induction or orientation needs to be done before formulating such programs. Recognition of common objectives and problems and the need to cooperate and agree on mutually accepted solutions. Now, once the employees are being briefed about what it is exactly, now we always talk about common interest and objectives. So, every industry or organization may have different common objectives, interest, and I can say goals. Here we need to exactly identify common problems, common interest, and we can list it down. Determination of appropriate organizational structure. When I talk about organizational structure, it is not only the physical structure of an organization, but the hierarchy that is being followed in the organization. Adoption of operating guidelines to govern the cooperation program. Now here we are framing some rules, regulation, policies that may be say number of meetings to be held in a year, you know, the procedure of finalizing any suggestion or taking decision, etc., can be just drafted, or a framework can be created on that. Setting up of operating structure. Now operating structure means who will be the member representative from employee, who will be looking to a particular area, and what work will be done by them. So a proper formalized structure is being formed at this stage. Now the selected representatives who are part of this structure should be trained on how they will take it forward. Training of person involved in the cooperation program, identification and prioritization of problems. Now we have listed down, you know, number of problems which are in a common interest of employer and employee. But then when we look at the list of problems, we need to put them in such a sequence which starts with a greater importance or sensitivity to the least one. Formulation and development of plans and projects. Now when we have identified various problems, we now start working on it and getting it resolved. So how are we going to do it? Implementation of plans and projects. So now when we have identified schemes or we have identified the solution, we need to now implement those things which will help us to solve the identified problem. Monitoring and evaluation of projects. That means now we first have identified the problem, then we have planned certain steps to eradicate this problem, then we have implemented these plans. Now again we need to check whether the implementation of that plans was successful or not, whether that problem is solved or still there needs to be some work done on it. So that we will come through this monitoring and evaluation of projects. The operating mechanism of labor management cooperation program in organized establishment is called Labor Management Council. Now when we talk about naming it, so there are two different names given to this labor management cooperation program. So when we talk about organized sector, it is called as Labor Management Council. And at the same time, when I talk about unorganized sector, it is called as Labor Management Committees. But the roles, functions and the objectives remains same. To ensure the orderly operations of the council or the committee, it is desirable that the parties agree on basic guidelines or principles which may include the objective of committee and council. Now see, ultimately why are we formulating or forming such a committee or council? So that the industrial relations will improve, will go smooth, and there will be a better cooperation between employer and employee. So that is a prior objective. So there should be certain guidelines set well in advance, and these guidelines should be acceptable by both the parties which are associated to this LMC. Coverage of committees, councils, activities. That means now there may be numerous problems, there may be different areas where improvement are needed. But all the time, it is not necessary that employees, can be involved. At times, it is a job of some expert people to solve it. So we well in advance define those areas wherein, the employee contribution is needed, and those areas which is not to be touched by employee, and it is being taken care by some professionals. Structure and size of the committee and council. That means what will be the structure? Structure means there may be some head, then there may be some assistant, or there may be a different hierarchical pattern which an industry may follow. So that needs to be defined in advance. And the size of committee. Now the size of committee or council again depends on the size of industry. That means the number of workers working in an industry. Say for example, the number of workers or employees in an industry are more than 1,000. Okay, then the number of people representative employee will be more. But say in an organization where there are only 500, then more number of people may not be required. Time, place, duration and frequency of meeting. Here we also decide what will be the place, duration and frequency of meeting. Procedure for the timing and exchange of agenda. What will be the procedure? How will that be communicated? Recording, maintenance and dissemination of minutes of meetings. Other matters the parties may wish to include. That means here while the meeting is going on, what will be the procedure of recording the minutes? Then there may be some other matters which the party wish to discuss in that meeting. So all these procedures, policies, rules, regulations should be designed well in advance the committee is being formed or the council is being formed. A typical committee council has the following organizational features. Composed of an adequate number of representatives from labor and management. That means any committee or any council will have adequate number of employees. Adequate number of employees, again we will come to know only when we know the number of employees working in the industry. And definitely there will be some representatives from management as well. Labor representatives shall be elected by at least the majority of the workers in the establishment. Now here who will represent employees will be decided by employees only. They will be elected and that they won't be selected. Management is represented by top level officials, the personal or industrial relation manager, the production manager and other officers including supervisors. So when it comes to management, there is no election procedure as such. Now few of the topmost officials may participate in this program. So possibly the personal or industrial relation manager plays a very important role because he is the one who is directly concerned with this industrial relation program or the program which is going to actually create cooperation. So he will be always there definitely. Other than that, when we are talking about production and productivity, production manager also plays a vital role. And there may be some other officers which include some supervisors and maybe other officers as well. Now when we talk about the structure of any LMC, there are two co-chairmen, one from each side. That means there are two co-chairmen, one from each side means one from employer's side and one from employee's side, who serve concurrently or on a rotating basis. Now concurrently means continuously these two people will remain chairman forever, or maybe we have changing position. That means say for example for this particular duration of time these two people will be chairman and later these two people will be chairman. So it depends how you want to go about it. A third party facilitator acceptable to labor and management may assist the committee. Now there will be a facilitator. Facilitator will be a third party. That means he will not be from employer and not from employee as well. He will be someone else who is not representing anyone. He is autonomous in his own decision. Subcommittees may be formed to consider specific concerns at the shop floor level. Now this is the main committee, which consists of management and employee representative. But if there are too many departments, too many processes in an industry, say for each process some subcommittee may be formed and feedback can be taken from that subcommittee and that can be discussed in the actual meeting. What is the exact problem solving process? See, now this problem solving process will remain same whether it be industrial relation or whether it be any problem solving, maybe in marketing, maybe in HR. We follow the same steps, that is defining the problem. First we need to identify what is exactly the problem. Then we need to collect some more information regarding that problem, that why did this problem occur. Then who are the parties who will get affected because of this problem? Then what are the possible steps that we can take to solve this problem? So we get some information which is directly or indirectly related to the problem. And then we find the cause of the problem. Ask following questions. Now to identify what is the reason of this problem, we have some sets of questions over here. What is not? Now this may be a little bit complicated to understand. What is, that means what is there and what is missing because of which this problem is created. Now say I have a very good technology, but then again this technology is not helping me to give a zero defect product. So I have a technology, but what I don't have is zero defect. So somewhere this is called as a gap analysis. Now you need to work on this gap. Then why do this problem arise? Had this problem arise? I have the best technology with me, but then I am not getting zero defect products. That means I am getting defective products. Do I take a better maintenance of this machinery? Then we have some alternatives. We will work on it and we will rectify this problem up to an extent or maybe completely. When is and when is not? That means, is this machine always giving zero defective products? No. Out of 100, say only 2 are defective. So when is this defective product produced? Where is and where is not? That means this machine over here are giving defective products, but when somewhere placed at a different place is not giving defective product. So maybe is there any problem in that place, connectivity, say electrical connections, etc. What is the distinction between IS and IS not? Is and is not. That means you need to know what are the strengths and what possible the weaknesses which are coming out. We need to identify this gap and work on it. That means now we will come to know what needs to be changed. So first we have identified place is a problem? No. Then is maintenance a problem? No. So what is the problem exactly? So maybe that machinery is very old. Okay, yes. So we now here identify the reason of this defective products coming out. Brainstorming session to discuss cause and effect diagram. Now this is again a technique wherein we can solve problem, that is called as brainstorming. Brainstorming means just a group of people sit together which are concerned with that problem and give their suggestions, whatever comes to their mind. Proposed solution, evaluation of proposed solution. Now see, I have taking an example, we have understood that how we went about diagnosing a problem. Now some things that came to my mind and some things that came to some other person's mind. Now we need to sit together and evaluate this, that how this problem can be solved. What is the degree of this problem which will affect other parties? And we may reach to a solution. select the best solution, implement the corrective actions, evaluate the corrective actions undertaken. Now, here after a diagnose, we have identified few solutions. So, I put forward those few solutions. Now, I may select the best one and then implement it. After implementation, I will again see whether still that machine is producing defective products or not. If yes, then again the procedure is going to repeat. And if not, then the problem is solved. Parties to a labor management cooperative effort may require the service of a third party facilitator who can assist in variety of ways as follows. As I told you that it may be a case that employer wish to, you know, promote his interest and employee would promote his own interest. So it is always feasible to have a third party facilitator who is not actually representing any of the party. And it will help enhance mutual trust between labor and management, assist the parties in identifying common interests, problems and opportunities, facilitate the first few and often difficult meetings of a new labor management committee. It also provides objectivity and encouragement to the committee, because here we have a feeling that there will be no biasness as such. Guide the committee in problem solving techniques. We may, you know, keep a third party who is highly professional or having the industry experience. So, he may be in a better position to guide us and help us in problem solving. Provide technical assistance to the committee if required. Assist the parties obtain technical assistance from other agencies and institutions. As he is a third party to our industry, he may also be having an exposure of, you know, some other industries. So, whenever some integration is required, he may be a common person helping us to do so. So, from here we have understood among the two aspects of industrial relationship, that is cooperation and conflict. We have understood how cooperation is going to, you know, improvise the overall industrial relation and what are the possible techniques that needs to be followed generously so that we, you know, achieve our final target or objective to have a better, cordial, good and smooth industrial relation. Thank you very much.